Hey, happy good and Erev Shabbat. My friends, we are on day 25 called Focus Amidst the Static. And in this chapter, I spoke about different ways to remember our mission and purpose in this world. We are so easily distracted by everything going on in our lives, and we are physical beings, so we need physical reminders. I shared the story of having a picture of one of my great teachers, Rav Nevensol, and he was at first averse to having a picture of him taken at all because he's such a humble and modest rabbinic figure. But when he heard that it could help keep individuals going back to college after a gap year, he could help keep individuals, you know, on the straight and narrow, then he was okay with it. We have the same idea of a king carrying a Torah scroll wherever he traveled. Very, very powerful concept. Even though the king was mighty and he enjoyed privileges of rulership, he was answerable to a higher authority. And therefore, he had to have a Torah scroll accompanying him wherever he went. There's a mitzvah for each Jew to have a Torah in their home, which, according to some opinions, you can satisfy by having Jewish books. But a king, because he had to really be reminded that he wasn't, you know, the end-all and be-all. We know what, you know, the ancient kings of France and England, how they abused their authority. Jewish king had to maintain that focus amidst the static, so he had to have a Torah scroll. When you see a Torah, I remember during COVID, I used to have to take the Torah scroll to Central Park where we were praying, and it just makes a big impression when you see that object. So the question is, what Torah scrolls do we carry around with us? We have a mezuzah, a handwritten parchment containing the Shema. That's in our doorpost. So when you walk into a home, you're reminded about the Jewish values that permeate that home. Men are commanded to wear tzitzit and to don tefillin. Some say that because men are more easily distractible and we forget our mission that much quicker, that we need those physical outside reminders that women are not necessarily commanded in. And, you know, we're physical beings and we need physical reminders. Shabbat candles, a mezuzah, tefillin, tzitzit, a prayer book. And what I wanted to share that's not in the chapter that my son Ezra shared with me is really prayer. Perhaps the greatest reminder of to stay focused amidst the static is praying. We pray three times a day to constantly refocus us on our mission and our purpose, who we are, why are we here, because we just forget so easily. We affirm our mission statement through the various blessings of the silent devotion, and we quickly forget what our true purpose is. And that's why Talmud actually says that prayer is one of the four things that needs constant chizuk, constant reinforcement. And it's no wonder why we pray three times a day. It seems repetitive. I already did that. But of course, because we need, again, to stay focused or else we forget. Just think about anything you do in work. We have this thing in the non-for-profit world called mission creep. MJ's mission is to engage less affiliated Jews in Judaism. I get calls and emails and texts from people, hey, Rabbi, why don't we do this together? Why don't we do that? That's our mission. If it relates to our mission, great. If it doesn't relate to our mission, that's a wonderful thing, but that's not for us necessarily to do. And the prayer that my son highlighted that really expresses the idea on the highest level is Mincha. Mincha is the afternoon service because it happens right in the middle of the day. And the Talmud tells us, in the name of Rav Huna, le'olam ye'adam zahir b'tzfilat mincha, that a person should always be careful with the mincha service, sh'rei Eliyahu le'onene ele b'tzfilat mincha, that Elijah the prophet was only answered during his mincha, his afternoon prayer service. Why? Perhaps it's because it's smack in the middle of the day. It's in the heart of all the distractions. Have you ever been in corporate America and you see a group of people filing into a conference room in some midtown board office? It's because taking a few minutes out of the day, refocus so that when you go back to work, maybe we speak to our employees or our colleagues or our competitors with a little more respect and dignity because we just davened mincha and it refocused us to reaffirm our mission statement, to express gratitude and to pray for the important things in life. What mincha is to the day, Shabbos, of course, is to the week, and the high holidays, which are approaching, are to the year. So let's take this time to step back and to reflect. Let's schedule in our prayer services to retreat from the chaotic noise of the present into a moment of focus on the eternal. And that, of course, will bring so much more meaning and blessing, please God, in the year to come. Shabbat shalom.